Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so wonderful to have you with me once again for this, our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. I give glory and honor to the Lord because truly He does make all things new. Amen. Our subject, our title, amen, for your consideration today is You Were Made for This. Glory to God. You were made for this. Amen. I'm coming from Judges. I'm going to be reading from the 6th chapter, 1 through 16. We're going to be talking about Gideon briefly. Amen. And then bringing it around to what the Lord is doing in your life, what He's doing for you, how you were made for this, and how God is making all things new. God bless you. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, I come before You as humbly as I know how, giving You thanks, Lord God, and giving You praise for the things that You have done already. I thank You, Lord God, that You are God and there is no other, that all power is in Your hands. You see all things. You are in every place at the same time, our omnipresent God. I thank You, Lord God, because in You is all peace, all knowledge, Lord God, all power is in You, and we belong to You. I give glory and I give You honor, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We honor You today, Lord Jesus, and ask You to come into this broadcast, Lord. Open every eye, open every ear, Lord God, that we see and we hear and we understand what it is that Your Spirit is speaking to each and every one of us. Lord God, usher in breakthrough, usher in healings, usher in understanding, Lord God, usher in sight to the blind, Lord God, today, this day, Lord God. Help us to see something we didn't see, understand something we didn't understand, and understand that You made us for this. Lord God, I give You glory, I give You praise, and I give You honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I honor the Lord today. As always, I give Him honor. I give Him praise. I give Him glory because He is the God of my salvation. Jesus is my hero. He has lifted me in ways that I can never describe to you. Amen. When I had fallen myself, when some others had pushed me down, when they had said things that hurt my feelings and I was downtrodden because of those things, Jesus lifted me. Truly, He is the lifter of my head. And in all those things, the Lord was working things out in the background, and even in the forefront, in the invisible, in ways that I did not see and did not know. The Lord was moving, making me for that He called, making me for that He would have me to do. We were made for this. Glory to God. Amen. All of us being raised in different places to in different heritages and different authenticities. Amen. In different places in the world. Some of us being born in the United States and some of us being born in France, some in Australia, some in Africa, some in Norway, some in Japan, some in South America, in Colombia or Brazil, some in the United States of America, some in Canada. Amen. God purposed us to be where we are, to learn the things we needed to learn, to do the works that He has put in our hands to do, because you were made for this. You were made for this relationship with God. You were made for this calling. You were made for this service. You were made for this time, this dispensation, to be heard by these people of this generation, to do a mighty work for the God of the universe. We were made for this. Glory to God. I have a feeling. Amen. This word is the one I'm going to be preaching over the weekend, and I will bring you highlights at that time as well. But I give glory and I give honor to God. Amen. Because He has impressed upon me that I was made for this. Amen. That you were made for this. Amen. And in this case, in the book of Judges, amen, that Gideon, glory to God, was made for this. I'm reading and you are hearing from Judges chapter 6, and I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 16. The Israelites did evil in the Lord's sight, so the Lord handed them over to the Midianites for 7 years. The Midianites were so cruel that the Israelites made hiding places for themselves in the mountains, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, marauders from Midian, Amalek, and the people of the east would attack Israel, camping in the land and destroying the crops as far away as Gaza. They left the Israelites with nothing to eat, taking all their sheep, goats, cattle, and donkeys. These enemy hordes, coming with their livestock and tents, were as thick as locusts. They arrived on droves of camels, too numerous to count, and they stayed until the land was stripped bare. So Israel was reduced to starvation by the Midianites. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help. When they cried out to the Lord because of Midian, the Lord sent a prophet to the Israelites. He said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought you up out of slavery in Egypt. I rescued you from the Egyptians and from all who oppressed you. I drove out your enemies and gave you their land. I told you, I am the Lord your God. You must not worship the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live. But you have not listened to me." Then the angel of the Lord came and sat beneath the great tree at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash of the clan of Abiezer. Gideon, the son of Joash, was threshing wheat at the bottom of a wine press to hide the grain from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you." "Sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? And where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites." Then the Lord turned to him and said, go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you." "But Lord," Gideon said, "how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family." The Lord said to him, "I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man." I've read and you've heard from Judges 6, verses 1 through 16. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Many times will arise just as Gideon did, because the Lord had prepared him even from his birth for the very thing that he was doing right now. Amen. We're reading from the book of Judges, and in this book, the Lord had prepared certain ones that he had put his spirit on so that they could overtake the enemy and to bring his people back, to usher them back into the presence of the Lord. Because there's a running theme in the book of Judges, and it is this: the people did what was right in their own minds, and they turned away from the Lord and followed after the nations that they were living among. They turned away from the standards of godliness and from the laws and the standards that the Lord had given them. They turned away from righteousness and away from truth to believe the lie instead and to follow after those who were not gods at all, who were made by the hands of men. They followed after them rather than following after the true and the living God who had delivered them out of the hands of Egypt and had already overtaken the nations that they had already defeated the nations around them. Amen. And they saw the hands of the Lord moving. But here was another generation who did not see those things, who had only heard those things from their parents and from their grandparents. Amen. They had heard about what the Lord had done. But then they turned away from the standard that they were taught. They turned away from the word that their parents had taught them, that the people that were teaching them, they turned away from those things, and they were following after the gods of these lands. Amen. But the Lord was moving, amen, and in the midst of them, and he allowed the Midianites to overtake them and to crush them, as it were. And they were fearful, and they were making hiding places in the mountains and in the hills, and even when they had prepared crops so that they would not starve, those same enemies would come and overtake those crops and even stay there until they they took everything. They took everything so that they were starving. And the people of God finally gave up and began to cry out to the Lord, began to cry to him for help. Help us, Lord. And a prophet came to them and began to prophesy to them and let them know, all of this has happened because you didn't listen to me. I told you that I am the Lord your God, and you must not worship the gods of the Amorites or in the land that you now live, but you have not listened to me. Amen. And the angel of the Lord, amen, appeared to Gideon. Gideon, who was hiding, amen, at the bottom of the wine press working. He was actually threshing wheat, wheat that usually would have been threshed on the threshing floor, which is a more open area than the wine press would have been. He was hiding from the Midianites so that they could not take, amen, of the wheat. He was hiding. The Lord found him in the place where he was hiding. And look at what the Lord said to him. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you." Amen. Mighty hero, the Lord is with you. Amen. You were made for this. Glory to God. We have been through many things, amen, through crushings, through devastating events, amen, things that we don't understand, things that we definitely don't want to repeat, and we're wondering why it happened in the first place. And I know many of us wanted to lift up our hands and give up, but still we held on to the Lord because God made a promise. He made a promise. And we weren't giving up on him. But just like Gideon, amen, we're wondering, why is this happening? If God is who he says he is, Lord, if you are who you say you are, and I know that you are, Lord, why is this happening? But the Lord addressed him. Amen. He addressed him as mighty hero because he had placed his power and his anointing in Gideon. The Lord is with you, mighty hero. The Lord will address us by those things that we haven't even done yet. Because he made us for this. He made Gideon to be that mighty hero. And he addressed him as such. And Gideon said, "Sir, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Our ancestors told us that the Lord had brought us up out of Egypt, but now it seems that you have abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites. But the Lord said, you go with the strength you have, because the strength that Gideon had was the strength that God had given him. And the same is true for all of us." Amen. And I'm going to leave Gideon for just a moment. Hallelujah. No, let's go a little bit further. Amen. He told him to go with the strength that you have, the strength that the Lord had already given him, because he had already made him for this. All the things he had gone through already, all the things he had seen already, those things that he learned, those strategies that already had come to his mind, the Lord had prepared him for this day, for this time, for this meeting. Amen. Because the Lord came to him at this particular time. This is Gideon's Kairos moment. The Lord made him for this. Mighty hero, the Lord is with you. Go with the strength that you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites, because I'm sending you. The Lord had already prepared him to do it. Glory to God. But Gideon, looking at within himself and where he came from and the things that he knows of himself, he said, "How can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest of the tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family." And the Lord told him, "I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man." I give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. So many times we look at our own weaknesses or what we perceive as our weaknesses, and we think we cannot do the things that God has commissioned us to do, those things that he has prepared us to do already. But all the things that we have ever gone through was making us ready for those things, those moments when we felt crushed, those moments when we felt depressed, those moments when we felt alone and invisible. The Lord was making us. He was molding us and reshaping us and aligning us and realigning us and positioning us and repositioning us for the work that he was putting in our hands to do and calling us by the name that he had already made us to be. Perhaps you're evangelist and you've never evangelized, but the Lord said, "My evangelist to you," because he is preparing you for the work of evangelist. Perhaps he has said, "My pastor to you," and you have never pastored in your life. You don't
even know what it feels like to be a pastor. And yet the Lord is shaping and making you and aligning you and positioning you to be pastor. Perhaps he is calling you apostle. Those crushings, those makings, that time when he crushed you and made you, and you felt like you could have, the earth could have swallowed you in that moment. The Lord was making you and reshaping you and molding you to be that apostle that he called you to be, because you were made for this. Gideon was made for this. In spite of what he thought of himself, in spite of what the people around him thought of him, he was made for this moment. He was made for that time. He was made for that dispensation. He was made for that battle. He was that mighty hero. The Lord spoke it into him, and he had already prepared him to do it. He told him to go with the strength that you have. Hallelujah, because the strength that he had, whether he realized it or not, was the strength of God Almighty. And he gave him the strength so that he would be able to destroy the Midianites as if he were fighting against one man, because he was made for this. And you too, my friend, were made for this. If you're going through something right now, don't despair. Don't worry. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He will uplift you. He will direct you. He will show you the way that he is directing you. He'll show you the way that you should go and how you ought to stand. Be still, amen, and see the salvation of your God, because you, my friend, were made for this. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.